With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. beef industry has an opportunity to take back a big portion of the market in Japan that was lost before the new trade deal was completed. Dan Holstrom is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation and explains quality means something in Japan, and that's where the U.S. can win.
The basic situation with Japan is that it's a very wealthy culture, the largest savings rate in the world, and they're able to pay for quality. And this is really the in that we have, is that with our high quality grain fed beef, tasty beef, and it's not the cheapest beef, nor do we want it to be the cheapest beef, there's a large segment that can afford it and demand it in Japan. And we're seeing a Niku boom, a meat boom, going on in Japan in all segments. Traditional retail, regional retail, food service, all the different concepts within food service, it's just absolutely booming. And we are taking a share over the years from Australia, but there's a lot more we could take. We're still not back to our pre-BSE levels on market share versus Australia. So it used to be two-thirds U.S., one-third Australia. It's flipped. We're now closer to 50-50, but you know, we used to be 70% of the markets. There's some growth here that is untapped, and we're looking forward to exploring that further.
Head to ncba.org for more information. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.